All right, we're back here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, Owl Creek Studios, James Watson over here. Episode 53 with Cedric the Entertainer is going to be on a little bit later tonight, today, whatever. You can be listening to it tonight, you can be listening to it in the morning. So if you listen to it in the morning, good morning. If you listen to it in the afternoon, good afternoon. If you listen to it at night, good evening, of course. And of course, before we get to the IHOP segment, James, how did you like meeting Kirk Cameron in person? Very interesting, huh? I was blown away because, you know, he was signing the books, of course. I went up to him, of course, and Roller came with me. And, of course, Kirk says, Derek, you're a celebrity. And, you know, that blew me away because Kirk Cameron, of course, being on Larry King, being on he was in the Bob Hope special back in the day. He's been in Growing Pains, of course. He's been on numerous television shows. He's been on The View with Barbara Walters. And when he said, Derek Shapiro, you're a celebrity. I guess I'm an internet celebrity, but, you know, he's more of a celebrity, of course, you know. So, like, I was really thrown back. But thank you very much, Kirk. We're having Kirk, another part of Kirk on my next show. And I'm taping my next show next month with Roller's brother, who is one of the founders of the Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show next month, Jay Rhythm. I'll be in Rhode Island on September 20th, by the way. Again, and it's going to be Derek Shapiro Roller's Bash. We're benefiting AIDS Walk 2010. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later in the show. Listen to this one. Now, this next segment, the IHOP segment, okay? Roller's cousin, Glory, has some trouble with IHOP. So being in the media, we felt like we could do something. Do you think it worked? Yeah, well, it didn't. I wish it would. I called the owner. The owner, we found out that the manager was given someone else more hours than her. She's been working there longer. And this newcomer was favoritism, and she got more hours. Glory was new, okay? And Glory was on my first segment with the Teenly Love segment. And she just was treated horribly. She got yelled at from her manager because she gave the order too soon to the customer. Part of the order was ready at IHOP. Wouldn't you like your hot food ready, or do you want to wait for all your orders ready? Because some people want the order when it's hot. But then I guess they have a policy that you can't serve it just partially. You got to wait till all the food is done. But she was thinking from her heart, and she wanted to give out the food, so she got yelled at. So I contacted the owner, and I go to Florida, this IHOP. I don't know the right address. And so me and Roller, we try to handle the stuff. Roller being my producer behind the scenes of the Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. Of course, I'm interviewing her today, of course, but this is helping me out with this. The IHOP segment following Glory Perry, Tennelly Love's other sister, and I'm sorry, not Glory Perry. Faith Perry, rather. Faith Perry's segment coming up next after that. Faith Perry wasn't at the birthday bash, so Faith Perry wanted to comment on Tennelly Love's birthday bash. So following the IHOP segment. So here it is from Orlando, Florida.
Sir, I understand that, but you're the owner, and instead of going through corporate, making it a bigger situation, that's why we're trying to contact you first, just to find out if, you know, these allegations are true, because if we go through corporate, then we're going to put it through the media, so that's why we're trying to, you know, contact you first. And talk to you to find out if these allegations are true or not.
I have no comment. You need to speak to Jonathan Alexander.
Okay. You have no comment about credit card receipts, you know, unsanitary situations with your, you know, employees, you know, outside the building, smoking, coming in, not washing hands, bugs in your store. Nothing to say about that. Hello? Okay, well, if we take, you know, we're going to take the story to corporate, and if, you know, the media will definitely, you know, you'll have a bigger situation when the media comes to your store, but unfortunately, I'm sorry that, you know, we couldn't have solved this situation through you, you know what I mean, you being at the owner of the store. I understand that, sir, first, because we could have went to corporate first. And it would have been on TV, you know, ESPN, CNN, you know, MSNBC, all of those, you know. We don't want to do that to you right yet because we're wanting to find out if these allegations are true or not. All right. Okay.
I have another question for you too.
You finished? You finished?
I'm finished, but is Affair finished?
You finished?
Am I finished? Well, also too, why is employees not washing their hands after they smoke, and why is there pests like?
You finished?
Am I finished? Well, can you comment on that? Then we'll be finished. If you comment on that.
I have no comment. You need to speak to Jonathan again.
You have no comments? Hello?
All right, sir. Well, we've tried and tried to get
I'm
your...
Yeah, what you heard was my tape recorder in my pocket.
Hello?
One last person I have to record your thoughts, we have Faith Perry. Oh, sorry? What am I supposed to say? Just say anything about your thoughts about being with family, to Neely's birthday bash, and anything.
Tanili's birthday bash was the most awesome time of my life. No, I'm just messing. Hey, everybody, this is Faith Perry. You know, I just want to give a shout out on
Derek Shapiro's show.
I had such a time of my life being able to see funny Derek, crazy Stephanie, my beautiful pom poms, and River.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel so lost. I really don't know what to say. I hope that we can do this again. Family, this is greatly needed. It's good for family to dwell together. I think a lot of times family is separated all the time. When we can come together and love one another, I mean, that means a lot. So I hope we can, you know, Derek and all y'all can come back down to Florida and, you know, we can enjoy each other. All right, so I'm going to be out. So God bless. Bye.
All right, and that was, of course, Glory Perry, the IHOP segment. So what do you think about the IHOP segment, James?
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting, huh? And, you know, like employees signing receipts, you know, trying to get extra tip, you know. But, hey, it happens in this economy, of course, I guess. We'll go on to the number fourth segment of the month of August, of course. And it is Mike and Mike and Rola, all from Providence, Rhode Island, with I Never Ask Why. Then we'll go on to the Pedigree at Vining segment. And we'll talk about that segment next here on Losers Out of the Derek Shapiro Show.